There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible. And with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
You know that I feel like it's really important to express yourself.
I know that about you.
You got to put your true self out there, okay? And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do just that.
Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean, literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know, it doesn't get more comfortable than Croc clogs and sandals. They're just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
Hacks is back for season 3, and so is the official Hacks podcast. In each episode, Hacks creators Lucia Aniello, Paul W. Downs, and Jen Statsky speak with cast and crew members to unpack the Emmy-winning comedy series.
You'll hear Hannah Einbinder and Jean Smart speak to their on-screen dynamic, along with stories from the show's writer's room, on-set antics, and creating the world that Deborah and Ava inhabit. Watch Hacks, streaming exclusively on Max, and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hi, I'm Matt.
And I'm Bowen.
And we want to introduce you to the new Cantina menu at Taco Bell.
Ooh! It's an all-new chicken menu with fresh new ingredients. Great as a lunchtime option.
Taste for yourself. The slow-roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage,
yummy,
and new avocado verde salsa sauce.
Okay! With new menu options like Cantina chicken tacos, burrito, and quesadilla, there's something for everyone.
With this new Cantina chicken menu, the possibilities are endless.
Try the new Cantina chicken menu at Taco Bell.
Hi, everybody. It's me, Matt. So this week, Lost Culture is going to take a week off. But in order to give you a little something, something, you readers, we have a classic ep from the vault. This is Dodd with Josh Sharp and Aaron Jackson. Listen, we hope you enjoy and think you will. Bye.
Look, Matt.
Where?
Oh, I see.
Wow. Oh,
Bowen, look over there.
Wow, is that culture?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
Las Culturistas.
Ding dong, Las Culturistas calling.
Can I tell you what this episode is going to be?
Yes.
Mad foppish.
Mad foppish.
I was actually thinking
it's
today.
It's got the sway, the phase are
the
here.
The sway, the phase are in the building. And I was saying to myself, foppish could return to the cultural lexicon.
I've been saying foppish for years.
You have. And I think maybe the first time I ever heard the word fop was coming from your mouth.
Thank you.
And can you define?
Now, fop means, you know, a man.
Mm-hmm.
It's gendered.
Exactly.
A man who, you know, wears really colorful things. And actually,
what does that say about him?
Well, do you want to know where I learned the word foppish?
Yes.
And this is truly, that's going to alienate you immediately. Dragon Quest VIII, they have descriptions for the monsters.
My eyeball fell out. Look.
They have descriptions for the monsters. And there's a monster that's a fox with a fencing fox with a with a culturista hat. Oh my God, wait. I have to pull
bring
this.
Bring it up now.
This is the new mascot for Las Culturistas.
And they described in the game the fox as being a fop.
Foppish fox.
Foppish fox.
Look, I'm telling you. No, it's a fencing fox. But look, isn't that the culturista hat? That is literally the culturista hat.
It actually is.
And like the description.
Everyone look this up. Dragon Quest Wiki. Look up the fencing fox.
The fencing fox. And the description is... Oh, but the description was, this foppish fox likes to jab a sword in your face.
So
like,
they gave the animated fox a sexuality?
A sexuality. Or just a sartorial edit.
See? My husband calls Link Butterfly Man.
What does that mean?
Whenever I'm playing the game, he go, are you playing Butterfly Man?
He go, when I play the game, he go, are you playing Butterfly
Man? When I play
Man?
The game, he go, my are husband, you playing Butterfly
husband,
Man?
My husband, he go, are you playing Butterfly Man?
And now, which one are you playing? Breath of the Wild?
Breath of the Wild. Uh-huh. I'm playing, no, it's called Zelda. And this is a man named Link.
And this is a man named
this
Link.
This is a straight man named Link.
I will say this. I think it's absolutely revolutionary that we have the game of Zelda and we have Link that's the protagonist of the game, but we call it The Legend of Zelda.
Yeah.
I think that is actually
because
queer.
It is The Legend of Zelda.
I need them to make the way they make a damn Luigi Mansion a Zelda game where Zelda is our star.
Well, you can play Zelda in Super Smash Brothers.
Right.
But who's counting?
I want a game.
Me, I can count 2, 4, 6, 9, 10.
2, 4, 6, 9, 10. I love the musical way you did that. But who the fuck are these people?
These are truly
two fops.
Oh, very foppish.
Ready to put our swords in your face like that fucking
like that fox.
Fox, bitch.
Two of my favorite people in this goddamn Milky Way.
If they were two of your favorite people, why weren't you at their show last night?
Because
my fucking parents were in town.
I don't care.
And so instead, you drove them to the theater district and didn't see the Cher show.
Didn't see the Cher show because of the blackout.
No, no, no.
Iconic blackout.
No. Because
iconic.
Darling.
Oh, honey, we are blacked out tonight. New York City's dark. Cher show will not go on.
Now,
Stephanie J can take a break tonight.
Stephanie J. Block is not in that. Oh, she is.
She's Tony winning.
Are you fucking Shauna is waitress.
She's the gypsy. She's the tramp and the thief.
She's like the star share. Like, yes. Right.
They love to do now, like, a jukebox musical with three actresses playing. Yes. That's like
that was the Donna Summer thing, too, right?
I love that now.
Oh my God. We have a guest who is
returning.
She's returning to the studio because she clearly forgot something. You know what I was thinking?
Yes.
You know who sneakily is a 4-time guest?
Yeah, Josh.
Of this pod? Josh.
Josh. She's a host. Guest host.
Has anyone else done four?
Four? No. Pat and Joel have been on.
Would you count co-hosting as being a guest?
Yeah.
Okay.
You're heavily featured.
Heavily featured.
Yeah. It's a heavy feature.
I just don't want Josh to walk away with this title, with the superlative.
The only reason I'm walking away is if you make any cuts.
Yeah. No cuts to this episode. Actually, it's a rule.
I will actually fight for the cuts.
Rule of culture zero. Cut nothing.
No one joined you in that.
I didn't need anybody to.
He is in a mood right now.
I'm a co-host.
Ramrod straight posture
I am a
at
co-host.
The edge of his seat.
3-time guest, 1-time co-host.
Ready to paddle.
It's true.
We didn't even introduce.
Yeah, we're not introduced.
Never.
These are my two favorite people. I was not at their show, sadly, because my parents were in town and they would not have enjoyed it because they are, you know.
I think it's problematic that you say that they're your two favorite people. I'm right here.
I mean, I said
that
they're
sucks.
Two
that
of
was
my favorite
too much.
People.
That was overcorrective.
Oh my God, stop it.
You're actually being overcorrective.
Okay, so these are my two favorite people in the Milky Way in this very room, actually. Please welcome into your ears
Josh Sharp and Aaron Jackson.
Wow.
Now,
can I ask you guys a question? Actually, it's really important.
Kirby's pants.
Yes.
Kirby's pants.
Like you said, what animated characters and then did all video games. Which are animated.
Yeah, so what's the point here?
I just thought, maybe I thought Yogi Bear or something. You know, that's where my mind
is. Go ahead. What's Yogi Bear's sexuality?
Yogi is straight as an arrow.
Or new Beyonce.
New Beyonce.
Lion Beyonce. No, that's live action. Don't.
No, honey.
That's live action.
Honey.
Don't you dare.
Conflate.
Oh, honey. I'll do anything for you.
What were you going to say?
I don't know. I was going to be asked.
You were going to be asked a question by me, and then you were going to say something, I hope, in return. Oh. So we, of course, say Josh Sharp and Aaron Jackson, and we are commonly billed as Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang. How does it feel for the people that come second? Now,
I think we say Aaron Jackson and Josh Sharp, but then when you do just first names, we do Josh and Aaron.
I think that's what happens for us often.
What
Aaron
is
Jackson
that?
And Josh Sharp. Josh Sharp and Aaron Jackson.
Is that just like a way it hits your ear?
Josh and Aaron does have a better sort of...
Yeah. Josh and Aaron. To me, you're Josh Sharp and Aaron Jackson.
Aaron Jackson.
Because Aaron Jackson is a little bit longer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, maybe
Josh
it's
Sharp
the same
and Aaron Jackson,
as
Aaron Jackson longer Josh hair. Sharp. Now, for us, it's always Matt first, I believe.
Matt Rogers and Bowen Yang.
Yes, Matt and Bowen.
Yang and Matt and Bowen.
Bowen and Yang.
It's never Bowen and Matt.
Bowen and Yang.
Bowen and Matt feels odd to me because Bowen and Matt, it's a syllabic thing.
I think two syllables sounds better at the end.
Yes. Okay.
Well, who knew this was going to be an English class?
English lesson.
Did the boys go out after the show last night?
We went to a bar called Metropolitan.
We went to this Metropolitan. We had a backyard moment.
Interesting. And then they closed it up at midnight.
Yeah, and actually
at one. At one now.
In my head, it was midnight, but then
maybe
it was
on the weekend. Maybe they give
on the
you
weekend,
a one.
It's one, and so by the time it closed, I think all of us went. You know, we've had our moment. We went home. It sounds actually rather nice.
Well, you know how it get to be.
You know how it get.
It gets very.
My husband, he say
they load you when they load you in, and you're all in that little shoebox. It feels very like.
Yeah.
On your way to the
way to hell
to the hell
to the slaughterhouse.
Piggies to slaughter.
Honestly,
gay little piggies to slaughter.
It does get hot and tight bar, Metropolitan. Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, people like us clear out, and if you wait till like 1:30, it's fine, but that's a tough 30.
That's a tough 30.
That's the thing about
that's the moment when you go to Rosemont. when they kick you inside.
It's
you
all
say,
so fucking hot and tight in there.
Yes, but the mood is a little different, and you sort of invite it because the children are there and they're drunk as hell, and you're like, well, it has to be like this.
I hadn't been to Rosemont for a long time, and everyone's like, it has a really fun dance floor. And then when I finally went, I was like, this is a single tile.
Yeah,
this is not a dance floor. We have, sure.
The music is fun.
Yeah, I like Rosemont. I'll go so far to say I love it.
Podcast exclusive.
It's got a great dance floor. I was imagining not like a $3 bill, but like, like a Barracuda has
a Studio 54 where it lights up.
Yeah, it
feels like your friend having your friend who was, your friend who really didn't have a lot of money. This is where they had their Sweet 16.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's Rosemont.
And I can't relate because all my friends were so wealthy.
Yeah. Right.
You, of course, had friends in high school who all their Sweet 16s took place in castles.
In castles and boats. And this was landlocked Colorado.
Yeah.
We still were on boats.
Do you guys all love Sweet 16 culture?
No.
I wasn't ever part of it.
Yeah,
it wasn't my journey. That's very Long Island.
That's
not very Littleton, Colorado.
You guys don't know Sweet 16 culture?
No, but you know. Do you know debutante ball culture?
Because that's only Southern.
That's Southern.
I was gone for that.
For the debutante.
Colorado birthday culture is sort of like, it's just chill.
It's just chill.
Let's smoke a joint on and a rock.
And go to laser tag.
And go to laser tag.
Well, it's legal there, clown.
Yeah, laser tag is legal in Colorado, honey.
Clown.
Laser tag outlawed in many states. Laser tag still illegal in 23 states.
But not in Colorado, you.
You just grab a fake gun.
You jingling jester.
You jingling
I've been talking about this a lot, but I saw a headline that was like, North Dakota legalizes mushrooms. No one cares.
Wait, is that true? Or is it an onion?
No one cares.
It was like elevator
news. You know where you get your news in the elevator.
Yes.
So you were in the what you're saying is you were in the UC. You were getting ready to go up to the UCB.
I guess it was that. But I have a few elevators that I have news.
Okay.
In.
No, but we caught you.
Privilege. What privilege?
We caught you, bitch.
What privilege?
What privilege?
What privilege?
That is the best quote.
Yeah.
What privilege?
Well, honestly, like, that's actually quite privilege of you to be riding in elevators that are nice enough to give you the news.
Yeah. Oh, totally.
In the age, I will say this, in the age of Lyft, I have missed getting in the back of a taxi. Taxi TV, yeah.
I hate taxi TV. I got off. Right when I walk in.
Immediately.
Make me car sick.
Make me car sick. My husband, he say, make me car sick.
Now, I think this generation is clinging a little too much on Metropolitan, and I don't.
You think it's
generation?
Done? You think it's canceled?
I don't think it's done. It's not my first choice anymore.
I like Rosemont more.
I'm like, let's go to Rosemont. There's the backyard.
See,
there's big.
To me, it's not a choice between either. The perfect evening is a backyard moment in Metro, and then Rosemont is what I'm
to
saying.
To me,
backyard
evening.
Is decidedly better.
And when
Rosemont's.
You go to Rosemont, you have a drop off of people who are like, I'm going to go home. I'm not going to the second location.
But that's part of the chaff, bench.
I'm going to say something crazy. I'm going to say something fucking crazy. Macri Park trumps them all.
I do like Macri.
Wow. I like Macri.
It is tiny. Again,
I'm
going to
say
size
something
of a tile.
Crazy. RIPTNT.
Oh,
I
love
miss
TNT.
Her. I miss Miss TNT.
I have no TNT culture.
I miss
really?
Miss
really?
TNT.
You went.
I only came out like 6 months ago.
Did you ever go to the underwear party?
I only came out of the closet as gay about six months ago.
Before that, you were a straight link.
It was really actually really straight hard for me until 6 months ago when I came out of
the
closet.
And now, I love my life.
And now I'm actually really happy to say I identify as a gay man and I'm here.
Yes, I remember you came to my door, knock, 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 January, so cold, snow blowing in. Oh, I'm gay.
And you were the first person I told.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. I said, get in here, honey, I'll make you cocoa, faggot.
Yeah, and it was the first time I had been called a faggot. And it really hurt.
I'm sure.
And it really hurt. It actually really hurt. And then we were fighting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were fighting.
I want to say about Rosemont, I live uptown. And for me, sometimes that's very far.
Of course.
Yeah. I'm like, we're going all the way to Rosemont.
Yeah.
Now,
Where is Metro worth the commute to you?
It's
more?
Closer. It is like 5 stops closer to me.
Yeah.
So it is like...
And I do think Metro has the best backyard in the biz.
No, I disagree.
It's huge, and it's big.
But it is just a block of
cement. It's a concrete lot.
It's great. There's little chairs.
Bowen, as a design fag should be the first to come forward and say,
They've got fake flowers at Metro hanging over you like you're a Kista girl.
You're in a gazebo. You're in the grotto at Metro.
Like we're in the goddamn aerial under the sea adventure.
Under the sea adventure.
I have something important to throw at you.
Me?
You as a design queen.
These documents.
I have documents.
The child is mine.
You as a design queen who should know better thinks that Metropolitan uses its space the most wisely as it could.
Wait, you mean Rosemont?
No. I know exactly what I said.
But he's arguing.
Here's the thing with Rosemont. It's zoned so intelligently. Yeah. Hear me out. Metropolitan is not. Let me say this.
And wait, I don't understand where you're coming from.
You said Metropolitan was it.
No.
He said the opposite.
He said Rosemont was it.
These old queers over here are arguing for Metro.
I'm saying Rosemont, you get
this. This is the 30s, 20s divide, right?
This is the 30s, 20s
divide.
Whether
you rep Metro.
Yeah.
Or Rosemont.
Yeah, you guys are in your 30s.
And so loving it.
I'm in my mid-30s
even.
Would you identify as being 34?
I am, yeah.
Yeah.
And so you identify.
Yeah.
Okay. Dissonance between how he identifies and what he is.
No, I'm proud. I'm proud to be dead.
Oh, God. There are a couple gays out there.
Name.
Who? No. Them. There are a couple gays out
name
there who
them
will be
I
like.
Walk.
You
do not name them.
Jake Kalar, bitch.
We're not cutting anything out of this.
We're not cutting anything.
We can bleep anything we want. We can bleep the whole thing.
Getting drinks with this guy, and he goes, and I'm over here at my fucking withered, wizened 28-year-old ass self.
That's wild.
Thank you.
And he goes, yeah, I'm turning 25 soon, and then I'll plan my funeral after that.
It's funny to think that you have anything to say at 25.
Yeah.
Thank you, because I was like, well, my life just got exponentially better at 28.
Every single year, my life has gotten better. That's the thing about it. I mean, at some point it might turn, but every year, I'm just like more
capable. It'll definitely turn, bitch, and I'll be the reason.
Oh, I know.
When I put the knife through the heart.
Oh, I know. Why you think I keep your ass uptown? I can't have you too close, honey.
When I lance your vitals.
I sleep. Yes, honey. I know you're I sleep with all three eyes open.
All three of my eyes. My third eye.
The chakra is watching.
No, I just hate this culture of, you know.
I agree.
It's so bad.
What do you consider truly not just gay? Like,
when
are you old? Like, when is it like you're official? And I know, like, yeah, forever, yeah. But like, 90 is old.
90 is
like,
old.
What, like, 75 is like, you're old?
I think I'm old when I hit 70.
Here's the thing.
70 is old?
Yeah.
You are. At the end of the day, speaking to the cis gay men out there who are like, I'm gonna hit 30 and my life's gonna be over. You have the capacity to be so fucking hot into your fucking 60s.
Have you guys seen what I posted today? My FaceApp old face.
Oh my God.
Bitch, I look like a hot bitch.
Bitch, I look like a hot bitch.
Honey, if this is gonna be me, I can't wait to get old. Look at this.
I'm like
Ian McKellen herself.
Daddy. Look at me.
Yeah.
And I will still be wearing that light blue tank top.
You can see that guy on Grindr, him saying, hey, want to be my son? And I'd be like, sure, pops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'd be like this, oh, dad.
I would message him and say, can I be your great-grandson?
Yeah.
And he'd be like,
tell me about the Civil War.
Yeah.
A fun twist is to be a really old man, but then bring your young trick over and then keep calling him daddy.
Yeah.
I can't wait to do that.
I've had boys want to like do daddy stuff to me, and it is hard to. I'm like, I'm 4 years older than you. Like I've had people like 27, and it's just sort of like
I've called people daddy that are my exact age.
I know it's funny. It makes me laugh.
I
completely agree, but you have to laugh.
Yeah,
you have to laugh.
Well,
you have to throw back your neck and cackle.
Yeah, you have to throw back your neck and cackle. I actually think daddy is out and dad is in, like with a long A and a hard D. Dad.
Oh, come on.
Dad.
I'm begging you. Let me suck your cock.
Dad.
D-O-D.
I guess what I'm looking for tonight. Is a dot.
Can I ask, is there a T before the D? The second D?
Dot.
Is it D-A-T-D?
No, I'm sorry. You're trying to make it more fun for you, but it's just D-O-D.
It's just D-O-D. For me. You're trying to make it more fun for you.
Well.
Bitch.
Sorry that my reality isn't fun enough for you, George.
If there's not a T, I'm bored.
Stupid.
I am fucking bored of that.
Choke me, Dot.
Choke me, Dot.
Choke me, Dot.
Come on, Dot.
Choke me.
Fuck me, Dad.
Fuck me, Dot.
Where is that from?
Dot. Fuck me, Dot.
Fuck me, Dot.
You know where that's from. You've seen that one porn, which is that. you know where this is from. There's one porn where there's this young guy. He's like, fuck me, Dot.
Oh, the little blonde?
Yeah, the little blonde. And he's,
please, sir, I want some more.
Everybody knows. They're popular.
You know the one I'm talking about.
It's like, yes.
Wait, I don't know.
I mean, you're literally verbatim reciting it.
It's amateur, and it's this couple, and there's like a dom, and then like the little blonde sub, and he's all.
He's when always, they put on XTube or whatever, yeah, or Pornhub or whatever. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. He's talking about his bussy a lot, which I'm sorry, but I reject that.
And the dad is all tatted up.
Yes.
Right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I really reject
something
bussy.
That is fun. I have learned from a friend is that
they're both dead. No, actually.
They're living in the dom's parents' house. While the like dom or sub, I can't remember which one, learns to drive.
How did your
my contact?
Yeah, how did they know this? I love this. I mean,
who are your sources?
People put a lot on Twitter, I think.
Honestly,
while one of them learns to drive,
which is very like European, like you don't need to learn to drive.
The hell out of there.
Yeah, they're going to get their own place.
Cruising for the
like,
coast.
And one of them's in like med school or something, and the other one's learning to drive.
Well, the second they learn how to drive the car, they're making a run for it.
Yeah.
They're driving away from this life.
from this Pornhub lifestyle.
Oh my God.
This Pornhub title of app.
Dog.
This Pornhub lifestyle.
I am so curious to see like how this all transposes like 30 years from now, like what culturally we like bring with us as we like age into our twilight
years. You're
talking
porn or just all
no,
of
just
it?
Like this all of this like Instagram culture bullshit. Like
yeah, that will die.
Yeah,
well, yeah, but it's like, what does that look like for us? Like for like, I'm just talking about our age cohort.
Yeah,
I'm so that, like, agnostic about the future. We can never know.
It's gonna be fun when Instagram's Facebook and it's just like all of us old dudes there, and everybody else is like, ew.
No, I'm quoting quoting Aaron Jackson already to people. I'm like, Aaron Jackson says Instagram is designed for suburban mothers.
Oh,
not,
yeah.
Not that it's like anything
not,
against
not a read, but not it's a read. To show your kids.
It's boring.
And to like look at who's married.
Yeah,
it's pathetic.
It's bad.
And
it's
for moms to show their tits on close friends to each other.
Ooh, is that popular? No, moms are on the close friends game too.
I mean, they could be if they want.
I think close. No, this is. I think Joel Kim Booster has pointed this out. Close friends for heteros is totally different than close friends.
What do they do?
Well, for gays, I don't know where the line where a close friends ends and a fence to begins. Sometimes,
yeah,
you know?
Crazy.
Well, sometimes I'll double post.
Sometimes, I've seen.
I'll do close friends, I'll make. Well, I'll save this and put it on the Finsta.
I don't follow everyone's Finstas because sometimes it's like this is getting.
It gets dark.
Only two of us at this table have a Finsta.
I joined Finsta culture somewhat recently.
Yes,
and I'm a very casual user.
No,
but
that's
fine.
I don't judge it. I just like again, I can't go deeper in.
I don't feel judged. I just want to say
the whole.
I just want to tell you, I did not feel judged.
I feel a little judged.
I love it. I follow Finsta,
and I am judging.
Why?
Just so everyone
why won't you get a Finsta, I wonder?
Because I put it all out there on my regular Insta.
Yeah. No, you don't.
Yes, I do.
You can show more on the Finsta.
You can show your dirty hole on Finsta.
I don't need anyone to see my dirty hole.
Okay, so then you don't put it all
then
out there.
Then you don't put it all
first
out there.
First of all, I have only been out for 6 months.
Okay.
And you have to
since
let
January.
Me become who I'm going to become.
Now, you're telling me your hole is clean all the time, then?
I have
it's never
yet,
dirty?
He's on fiber
I
pills.
Don't know.
It's never dirty?
I have not seen it yet. I haven't ripped out my little hand mirror.
You haven't
got the mirror.
My mirror.
No, but let's real talk.
I tried.
Okay, finally,
Doing. I tried doing a selfie where the phone is on the floor, and I squat down.
Yeah. Oh,
you
and?
Did not.
I did
do the hole.
It looks pretty good.
What was the intention? Was this for
just to send it to a man
for
no
a specific
way.
Audience? So that's why I wanted
for a specific
you were
audience.
Just taking it to be like just to add
pick.
To the portfolio.
It was
someone
a
said,
pick.
"Let me
send
see
me a
that
whole
hole."
I was like, "I like
you
enough."
You said, "Okay, Dot."
Okay,
squat down.
There's no T. Don't take out the T.
Like I'm taking.
I haven't sent
dirt.
Hole pics. That's where I draw the line.
I have. I've sent it all.
I'm comfortable saying I have sent it all except
a hole pic. Sometimes the hole is not, it's like people don't want it. They want the ass and they're like, I don't need your fucking hole. But some people are like, baby, baby, let me see the hole.
Let me see that balloon knot.
Oh, golly.
You haven't heard balloon knot?
Golly. No, balloon knot's a new one.
Balloon knot.
Am I the prude of this crew?
I was going to say, it's so interesting that Matt is the most prudish one out of the four of us.
Yeah, but you don't know what I do when the lights get turned out.
Dodd.
You don't know exactly.
When the Cher show is canceled.
You don't know when the Cher
gets
horny,
honey.
You don't know when the Cher show is canceled.
When the Transformer is thrown.
When lights are off between 34th and 59th, Roger's cock go boom, boom, boom.
All I'm saying is I received lots of correspondence when these men who were going to go see the Cher show had to make other plans.
Uh-huh.
And they came to our door.
Yes.
Who told
you
me?
You can only watch them sing Gypsies, Tramps, and thieves on the sidewalk for so long.
Someone told me recently they gave or received a hand job at the urinal at a Broadway theater. And I was like, that's intense. He's like, these Broadway gays are horny. Like, these Broadway.
Yeah.
I think just gays in general are disasters.
Yeah. Gays in general are disasters.
It's not like this. Show.
It's actually Real Culture number 91. Gays in general are disasters.
Do you know which show? I hope Come From Away.
I love Come From Away.
Is Come From Away still happening?
Means to me.
I've never
the Constitution means to me. The gays at what the Constitution means to me are out of control.
There's not even an intermission. They found a way.
Well, that's why when they have to go pee, they're like, sorry, no coming back in.
Yeah.
There's no intermission. They're like, well, I know what to do.
Well, I know there's a debate at the end with a child.
Yeah.
I love that show.
I haven't seen
it. I just saw, and it was, I mostly liked it.
Uh-oh.
Oh. Take it up with Heidi Schreck herself.
I will. She gonna poke her head in later because she forgot a water bottle?
Ooh.
I'll have words with Miss Schreck. No, I thought it was great.
What's the best Broadway show?
Ever?
Ever or currently?
You heard me.
You heard
what was the question? The unclear.
Apps.
Was the
I missed the Broadway.
Oh my God,
apps.
Broadway and what a moment in time.
Can I tell
Broadway
you?
Everyone, all you listeners, go watch Broadway and.
I don't think you know about Broadway and Las
so
Culturistas.
You fucking, you fucking new fags.
Something else the new fags might not know that I listened to today as a throwback Sunday episode. Fucking three, Lost Culch, the OG, the four of us.
The four of us.
I listened to some, and
that
I was
a
you
very
know,
fun
know what? Also, you fucking new faggots don't know about is Bear People.
Wow,
Bear People.
That was the
first.
Large,
that was the first. Shake a stupid faggot.
You know, yeah. I have a large orv. How do you say that?
Oof.
I have a large oof that none of you,
you
know
have a
about.
Large
that
ass.
Got people passed that around. People were singing that all over the place.
All over the place. You know, can children, old people. Now, you know what? This is how you know that these two knew us when.
Say it, bitch.
Okay, bitch.
Go on, bitch. These two have really been the ones to blossom all the queers out there doing comedy now.
Oh my,
better suck these two's penises.
And they're out there
they
offering it.
They already suckled our teats when they were but young.
Can I say
last night at a gay show for all people, a long running show, now happens about two times a year.
Yeah,
that is correct at our current pace.
At the Bell House, you guys do it every now and then. Keep your eye open for that. But they opened the show with Never Really Over.
I saw that on the show.
And I was thinking to myself, wow, they got there. They did.
They got
it.
How did it sound?
It sounded good.
It sounded really good.
I would say it was really kind of emotional for me to see you guys just drop in and deliver the number. There weren't a lot of shenanigans. Yes, you did get on the backs of two straight men and ride them around. But
20-foot long trains.
And Josh and I are both over 6 feet tall, and these straight men were taller than us. So we were very
and
tall.
And I was attempting to whip my train around to knock over people's drinks was my goal. But you're right, no shenanigans.
They were 13-year-old faggots singing 13-year-old. They were 13 feet tall faggots.
Uh-huh.
And they were singing Never Really Over in beautiful harmony. And actually, I have to say, that's a great song.
That is. We like that one.
We like
and
that
Bowen
one.
Says, no Bowen's on record as quote, not getting
it. You don't have to like
it.
You don't have to like it.
No, he does.
Well, it is fun to make fun of because it is like the Baba O'Reilly Teenage Wasteland. Yes. It's like, dun, dun, dun.
It is very that.
Dun.
It's entirely
like
that.
It's fully stolen.
It's not even three notes. It's like two.
What isn't?
Yeah. They add the passing note going back up. That's the change. Yeah. That rather than just go bum, 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 it goes bum, bum. Yeah. Whereas Baba
and
doesn't.
Katie, love her. Katie, if you're listening, love you. She can't really sing.
I think she can. I'm actually on record for saying that Katy Perry can sing. I find her voice to be evocative.
It's been a long time and she hasn't proved it once.
I disagree with this. And wait, I'm actually going to stop having fun for a second to say that I disagree.
Okay.
And everyone, I'm actually going to stop having fun.
Who do you think, can I ask you, who do you think is a famous pop star that can't sing?
That cannot sing?
Cannot. Would you think Britney can sing?
No, absolutely not.
Okay, good.
I would say Britney can't sing. I would say Selena Gomez cannot sing. Yeah. I would say Jennifer Lopez is able to sing but doesn't have a good voice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm,
and I would say
Madonna.
Madonna cannot sing.
But I think Madonna's got it.
That kid, she's got it.
I'm going to say Madonna has been able to sing in the past when she lets herself work on it.
Mm, yeah. That's a pull quote for Evita. The album.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst. Hey, everybody. During the break, let's quickly talk about a couple things that are important to most people I know. Comfort and style. Crocs classic clogs and sandals have both covered.
And when we're talking about style, we mean personal style. There's just so many colors and so many Jibbitz charms. You can dress up your Crocs to match your mood and to match your personality and to fit the occasion.
I mean, ultimately, you can stand out from the crowd in a way that only you can because it's your personal style.
And now let's talk about comfort. You know, it doesn't get better than the Crocs clogs and sandals when it comes to being comfortable. Style and comfort are usually a trade-off, but here they're a package deal. It's like you have cushions on your feet. Soft, stylish, personalized, colorful cushions.
So why wait? Head over to Crocs.com today and experience the comfort and style of Crocs classic clogs and sandals for yourself. Your feet will thank you. When the music of Celine Dion makes sweet Canadian love with the Oscar-winning film Titanic, you get Titanic, a campy, unhinged, chaotic night out.
And what more could you ask for? Find out what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night from Celine Dion's totally real and historically accurate perspective.
Titanic is NYC's funniest night out. Plus, it's the winner of multiple awards, including the Las Culturistas Kimberly Akimbo Award for Best Indoor Live Performance.
Titanic is a parody musical that answers the question of what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night aboard the Titanic.
My life was improved by seeing Titanic, so much so that I reached out to my best friend, Bowen Yang, to improve his life. And Bowen, did it succeed?
It succeeded so much that I went 4 more times.
So set sail with this kooky, crazy off-Broadway hit this season. Plus, if you get tickets 6 weeks in advance, you get 30% off. And that's on Titanic math, girlfriend.
But seriously, who can wait that long? Go see it tomorrow. What are you waiting for? Get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
Hey, it's Bowen, and I want to introduce you to the new Cantina Chicken menu at Taco Bell. Yes, it's an all-new chicken menu with fresh new ingredients, great as a lunchtime option. Taste for yourself the slow-roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. With new menu options like Cantina Chicken tacos, burritos, and quesadillas, there's something for everyone. And Taco Bell isn't just for a late night. With this new Cantina Chicken menu, the possibilities are, well, endless. Try the new Cantina Chicken menu at Taco Bell now. Now, I said.
Do you know what actually is a song of culture? Crazy for you. Touch me once and you this know key. It's true. I'm never crazy for you.
He picked the key.
Yeah, why did I pick that key?
Yeah. I think that's even higher than the original key.
This key.
This key.
This key.
I walk into any room. The first thing I say, the door knocks down. It doesn't just open. It knocks down in front of me. I say, this key.
Now, Katie gave us Marianne Williamson mainstream before Marianne Williamson.
Okay.
Did you see her tweet about it?
What?
She said, not going to lie, but I sound like Marianne Williamson when I've had a couple glasses of red.
Katie
red.
Says that?
Yeah, on Twitter. Which I
she's like, she says, when I have a couple white, Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Which is hear me like, these super predators need to go to prison.
Yes.
Super predators.
And thank you for speaking political truth on the pod.
Thank you.
Finally.
Let's talk politics.
Yeah, let's talk politics already. Finally. You've been waiting for us fags to start talking about politics.
Let's talk politics.
To freaks. Now, go around and say who you're supporting.
Okay, Coldplay for me. When I first heard Parachutes, I knew culture was for me.
Yeah. And my favorite song of the debates was Fix You.
I'm supporting Elizabeth Warren at the present.
I'm supporting two people, Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris.
Bitch, I donated $50 to Elizabeth Warren. And after the call to action, after I clicked, they said, would you like to leave a tip? Which is LOL. Like, to whom?
To Act Blue.
But then I was like, Act Blue. What's Act Blue?
To keep the lights on at Act Blue.
I think it just goes directly to the campaign. Because I said, yes, I'll do 20%. So I ended up doing $60. $60. Thank you.
I've spent hundreds of dollars to Kamala Harris.
Hundreds. How many hundreds?
You're Kamala.
I'm not going to say how much
you're Kamala over Warren right now.
No, I'm not Kamala over Warren. I
just like them both.
I happen to have sent more.
Would
money
you love
Kamala.
A joint ticket?
I actually would.
And they've famously taken a selfie together.
Who is which on your ticket?
Is it insane for me to say I don't care, but I would rather see Kamala debate Trump.
But I think I've said this 1,000 times to you. It would just be fun if somebody young debated Trump. It doesn't matter who, just because you could truly roll your eyes and be like, oh, grandpa.
Can I throw this out there, though?
And I'm counting Kamala as young.
I count them all as young. If they're not 70, they're not old, famously. It's on record saying it.
Kamala just turned 25. Time to sign her up for a funeral.
She's a funeral, bitch.
She's a funeral.
Wait, I think someone got into my DMs and was like, ooh, hey, are you guys supporting Buttigieg? Talking about
you
us.
Guys, me and you.
Yeah, and I was like, I was like, we support him, but not with our money. And that's what I said. I was like, I'm supporting two candidates with my money right now, and he is not one of them
for the narrative.
But I do like people to judge. I think not my number one.
I guess I've supported four candidates with my money.
And name them.
Can I guess?
Yes.
Bernie, Elizabeth.
Two for two so far.
Now it's hard.
That's because we're talking about a real democratic socialist here in Josh Sharp.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of who's the farthest left.
Well, there's one you're missing, and the other is not because there is far left.
Bernie, I bet you're a Tulsi fag.
Bernie Warren.
Tulsi casting.
I gave Tulsi money fag.
Bernie Warren. I can't. This game's boring. Who?
Julian Castro.
Oh, right, right, right.
Julian Castro, you stupid white
fuck.
And then I did give Kamala some money as well.
That's
very little.
Kamala. I actually bought the Kamala Harris t-shirt that says, and that little girl
the
was
Kimmy
me.
Schmidt.
I don't actually love Kamala, but I will get behind her if she becomes the option.
Well, sure.
I will say this. I think it would be very, very...
we're gonna crack that,
cathartic
right?
We're gonna crack to it. Watch Buttigieg VP debate Mike Pence.
Oh, that would be fun.
That would be gorgeous.
That's good TV. And really, what's most important?
Like a producer.
What's most important for me? And you know who's literally a steamed clam right now listening to this is Joachim Booster.
Because
he doesn't. He's not on board.
He's a steamed clam.
Buttigieg
the second
train.
He hears these four voices, honey,
yeah.
He
oh,
wants
bitch.
To fuck every last one of the pods.
Talk about sending whole pics.
Talk about sending whole.
Hole picks.
Don't even have to ask.
K-hole picks.
Oh, brother.
K-hole
picks. Oh, brother.
Oh, brother. I think it would be... I think the best debates would be Kamala v. Trump and
Buttigieg versus
Pence.
Now, I have an idea.
Okay.
Say it.
Is this
going to
be
name.
And is it a game?
This is not a game,
okay.
But I've floated this idea by all three of you. My jewel.
I love your jewel.
Not the J-U-U-L. My gemstone encrusted in a ring.
Darling,
embossed.
I love.
Say your idea, bitch.
Oh, yes.
I want to start a live panel show in New York City, darling, with all the queers.
City.
But Josh very smartly was like, because I pitched this idea to Josh and Aaron one time.
On top of the Standard Hotel.
At Labane.
Honey, Labane. Suzanne Barsh said, what are y'all talking about? We said a panel show, honey.
Oh, wait, and then she fell over.
She fell over. We had a hot tub. Into a hot tub. Iconic.
Stunning women.
She drowned.
Iconic that AOC was at a Suzanne Barsh party.
Which one was she at?
She was at some Suzanne Barsh party, and it was like they took a selfie together, and I was like, this is incredible. Could you imagine?
Yeah.
A fucking politician at a Suzanne Barsh party.
Well, she used to be a waitress.
slinging drinks behind the bar.
Bartender. There's a huge difference between being a waitress and a bartender.
I can't imagine Pete Buttigieg at a Suzanne Barsh party.
I just want to quickly say that Buttigieg thing that is going around and everyone has the shirt. That is a Peter Kelly joke.
What do you mean?
Peter Kelly did that. He put it on a bottle of poppers and was like, he's
pandering. You know the campaign did that.
The campaign did that. And then Peter
No, before. You're wrong.
Look up the receipts.
Peter's joke was to put what the campaign did on poppers.
I have these documents that prove.
No, I'm sorry. You're wrong.
No, you're wrong.
I have the receipts. These documents is the new I have the receipts. Yeah,
these documents claim. These documents
claim otherwise.
Otherwise.
Oh, I've got a notary on a leash, honey.
My bag contains notarized documents that say and claim otherwise.
My sub will notarize anything for sir.
You know that line in Hamlet, get thee to a nunnery?
Yeah. Sure.
Get thee to a notary.
Oh!
And that was Peter Kelly wrote that first, not Shakespeare.
Wait, what was he going to say?
Oh, you wanted to do the panel show.
Oh, the panel show. On top of the Standard.
And you were about to say some great idea I had.
Well, you were like, it has to be it can't be like a plain panel show with no extra layer on top. It has to be a take on a panel show.
Yes, that's what I think.
But I think it should be a panel show about current events and
are we going to need to bring a Republican in?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's fun.
Who could we have?
Oh, no. Is not invited. And do not cut that out. Because he sucks.
Wild.
I actually don't. What? I'm not on Twitter, so I don't always know who's
truly like.
I'm unclear about of it all. What is his deal? Is he a gay Republican?
He's a gay Republican.
He's not really a Republican, though. Is
well,
he?
Like,
is
during,
he a libertarian?
During the whole,
that's exhausting.
But during the whole Skankfest fiasco, he was like, the people who then you fucking said,
It was unintelligible.
I read his tweets. I was like, okay, this is not registering to me as
that's
like.
That's my one. Though I like Twitter better than Instagram generally, but the one thing I do like about Instagram is like when the Skankfest thing happens, like you can't really like put your take or your thought
on Instagram.
Like, you can when it's like, this tragedy happens and people post a picture, but like,
sure.
Twitter is so exhausting when somebody needs to get canceled.
It's very hard for me to be tolerant of Republicans. Is that insane for me to say? Like it's just like, and you know this whole thing of like back in the day when we used to have a civil conversation, you know, that's because we were too afraid to say anything, right? You know that we were able to quote have a civil conversation because literally society was on your side, because this is a time when gay people had no voice and people of color had no voice. That's why you were able to have a quote unquote civil conversation. That's what you miss, is us not saying anything.
Okay, Rogers in the VP debate now, I think.
Rogers
V Pence V.
I'm just saying. Is that incorrect?
They tied it to like identity politics too. Like Republicans believe this, and like which changed in like the 70s. Like Republicans getting tied to religion and it becomes a lot harder to like have a conversation.
But pre Stonewall, it was like the homophile organizations were like some of them, like Mattachine Society was like we should be. Respectable.
Don't hold hands.
Yeah. And like,
should be white.
Yeah, well, no.
It was like, we got to bring like these people in psychiatry and on our side, which on the like was sort of.
It does make a point.
It makes a point.
You're also like,
but also,
you shouldn't have to.
Exactly. But then like other activist groups were like, no, that's stupid. We have to like make noise and be.
Right.
And be messy.
I guess I'm not even talking about gay Republicans, like whatever that is. Like, I hope you're getting what you are searching for there. I guess it's just like this thing of like I do watch The View each day, and Meghan McCain is constantly on her shit about how like traditional Republicanism, quote unquote, is dying. And it's like, well, it's dying because everyone figured out like you didn't speak for anyone but yourself. Like, and that's I think why it's. Dead. Like they say, like, you know, no one wants someone asked her, like, would you ever run for office and follow in your father's footsteps? And she was like, well, my type of Republicanism isn't popular. And like she kind of went on about that. And I was like, yeah, I mean, Do you think that maybe this isn't popular? It's because the people that you've been taking advantage of for this long have now figured out that that's the case. Like Paul Ryan coming out the other day and saying like, oh yeah, Trump's an idiot. We knew all along. It's like, okay, so literally you were putting politics before anything else and like putting us in danger with an idiot at the head of the country because why? It furthered your political agenda. That to
me
is like.
Yeah, but he was a fucking vile before any of that.
Yeah, true, but it's just like.
He's a fucking full Ayn Rand, eat the poor
right.
Nazi. He's just as bad.
So it's like, and then I guess that's
he's
my thing.
He's the respectability
like,
politics of what's bad about them, where it's like, oh, you just like say things in a certain way that it doesn't sound as bad. Yeah. It's easier to be like, Trump's a fucking idiot. It's popping off all this idiocy, whereas like, right. he's like learned enough that we're like, it's civil. And it's like, no, he's been a right, fucking right. full slime since day one.
But how can you wonder why that's disappearing now? Do you hear yourself talk?
Right,
like,
right.
It's just mind boggling to
yeah,
me.
Yeah. Mm.
And that
we did get into politics.
We really did. We got into politics and we stopped having fun.
No, I actually was still having fun the whole time.
Oh.
It's really fun for me to be politically engaged. And that's why I'm running. I'm the 400th Democrat to announce.
Oh.
There was a minute in my head where I thought about running for Congress on Long Island.
When?
I'm sorry, what when?
Year?
What minute?
These
before
midterms.
Before you came out of the closet in January?
These midterms. Right
these
before I came out of the closet.
Midterms.
These midterms.
Young
I was
midterms.
Like,
AOC inspired.
AOC inspired me to run. I was like, should
said,
I come
I've
out
been
of
to a Suzanne Barge party? Should I come out for Congress?
You, would you run for office?
We need more stars to run.
Stars.
Oh my God.
We need more stars to run.
Yeah, like Trump. It's going great so far.
Yeah, actually, there's been a deficit of stars.
We need more stars.
Political.
What would be your biggest issue, you think?
Oh,
are
my
you
biggest issue?
Lee, you would, coming
you
in,
need to
like,
run for
change?
Orlando, bitch. That's where you need to run.
Oh,
you
yes, need to move. Honey. You get would be to Orlando.
I would win anywhere I ran.
Oh, well, we all agree on that.
I'm a star.
Honey, I could win in Topeka.
Topeka.
Dodd.
Honey, you can win in España.
I could win in España. What would I run on? I think I would run on
a treadmill.
Yeah, you better.
I think I would run
some
on
some pounds before you hit the trail.
I would run on Marianne Williamson's exact
just say
plan.
Just lip sync her.
I would just lip sync Marianne Williamson the whole time. Like some queens out there.
Oh no.
Listen, politics are exhausting. Let's talk more about
Coldplay. So X and Y was mixed, I think.
I liked the X and Y was my entry point because I missed the whole Rush of Blood to the Head.
Was that their debut album, Rush?
No, Parachutes. Parachutes. Was the first one.
That game. Remember when
yellow.
Remember when white dudes were just coming out calling them the greatest band in the universe, and then they kind of became
Radiohead?
That. Like Justin Timberlake, I remember like announced them at a show. He was like the best band in the world, Coldplay.
It's
and
like,
then I was like, for some reason, as a child. Watching that, I was like, oh, so I guess that's true.
Yeah, absolutely.
Remember?
Justin Timberlake's
a
taste
child's
maker.
Mind works.
Yeah.
Also, I mean, again, not an interesting take, but they were like, they were after Radiohead, who does exactly what they do, but better. So it's like so interesting.
It was U2, too. It was like, this is they're the next U2, they're the next Radiohead.
Bury that.
And then they became Maroon 5.
Bury that. Let's go around the room. Would you fuck Chris Martin?
Yes.
Yeah, me too.
Chris Martin is
the lead singer of Coldplay.
Oh, yeah.
It's a yes.
I wouldn't be like, yes.
I wouldn't be like, Dodd.
To use the Michelin rating, I wouldn't plan a trip around it.
Yeah, I learned that the Michelin stars.
We just learned.
One star is worth a stop.
So wait, okay, can I ask you a question? Yeah. How do you even get one star? You have to be pretty good.
Yeah, you have to be very good.
I mean, you have to be really fancy to even get a star.
Well, you accumulate stars, so you get one, and then you get more and more and more.
Until you can drop them, honey.
Or you can drop them.
They can
lose. The Breslin, honey.
The Breslin, April.
Ooh, that's tragic.
First time she hasn't been Michelin starred since 2005.
Okay, so restaurants have them, to be clear. It's like an honor to get one, even.
Yeah.
Yes,
so one star is like worth a stop, two stars is worth a detour, and three stars is worth a special trip.
How about that?
That's so gay.
That's why I said my cock is one star, but my ass three, baby. Make a trip. If you're in the neighborhood, suck my cock.
Yeah, I get it.
But if you're buying a ticket, it better be for my ass.
Michelin, the grand dame herself.
The grand dame herself.
No, who I really love. And that was
places
what
don't
is.
Get more than four, then three?
I think you can get more than three, but like no one does.
I don't
does.
Know that you can. I thought wow. three was the
You know,
tops.
Miss Katy Perry in Bon Appetit has a lyric that says, I'm a five-star Michelin.
You definitely can't get five.
Maybe so you can. I love that one. I think there
so
is
So you're
no,
saying that Katy like, Perry is tricking us?
Well, then what is four? If three is a trip, is four like, go to another planet?
No, four is like book your ticket, bitch.
Yeah.
But why you asleep?
Oh, four... Three is like worth
honey,
the trip.
Use the points.
Four, yeah, okay.
Honey, use the points. Get
honey,
the credit card.
Honey. Oh, use the points. Oh, honey.
Honey, use the points.
Honey, use the points.
Honey, use the points.
Now, I think this is a great time, speaking of travel,
sure.
to talk about
Say
a
it.
Trip that we Name can take names. Soon.
Ooh. Oh, yeah. Should we go on a trip?
Let's go on a trip.
Now, let's plan this.
Oh, how about this? How about this? I'm actually going to throw this out
Say
there.
It. Say Orlando.
We are going to Orlando August 8th. August 8th.
I'll be That's on fire we're going island.
To fi- oh, we come back that August day, 8th. But still, yeah.
No, you guys are the week after that.
Dave is coming on August 9th to join us. You want to come?
Yeah, let me think about this when
Maybe.
I'm looking at my calendar.
I am
make
traveling.
Sure
that
I don't have anything.
I think it will be fun for us all to go. That's all I'm saying. I didn't. I definitely
Avatar?
Didn't need. I definitely didn't need the attitude.
No, I don't intend to give any attitude.
I definitely didn't need the attitude.
Well, I'm shocked and appalled.
No, I was thinking something more in the fall.
Okay, Ooh. An autumnal trip.
Autumnal trip. You know, you're.
Do we want to go like upstate and see leaves, or do you want to get on a damn plane? Or a choo-choo.
You could take a plane upstate, honey.
Actually, you know what would be fun?
Syracuse. What?
Montreal.
Oh, I love Montreal and I haven't been in a long time.
But this bitch is going in July and
I'm
a couple weeks
in,
for
I'm
JFL.
Weeks.
For the party.
So maybe it'll feel too
When I went done. To Montreal like yeah. 7 years ago, maybe it's the only time I've had like a, and I know this isn't real, but the like sex with a straight guy where I met this guy at the gay club who was French and was like, I'm here for the summer. My girlfriend is in France and she said I could do whatever
and
I wanted.
And you went home with him?
Mm-hmm.
How was it?
No, but what he said, say what he said. He wanted to suck your cock to know what his girlfriend felt
yeah.
like.
Yeah. He's like, that was his logic. He was like, and I want to, you know, suck a cock to know how my girlfriend feels. You know,
wow,
that, was
that
like,
is oh, so that is empathetic beautiful. Of him.
Absolutely. I'll fully, let you
Oh my God.
Fully a, oh, yes.
I'm hetero, more like hero.
I'm nothing.
It's actually
a
damn banana. It's rule culture number 92. Hetero, more like hero.
Suck a damn banana.
Suck a damn banana.
Hetero, more like he-ero.
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 Drop the T.
Drop the T.
Now,
yeah,
I think,
isn't that fun?
Well, I would, but would that be too close to your last Montreal trip, though?
Well, let's just say it's
like
on the list.
I would like to go somewhere we all can experience new.
Interesting.
Somewhere none of us have been.
Isn't it?
I haven't done. Have any of you done like Puerto Vallarta or the
no,
gay
I
Mexico?
Haven't I haven't done gay Mexico.
What if we went to Europe?
I would do Europe, but...
What if we went to Europe?
I would do it.
What if we went to Amsterdam?
He's about to go.
I'm going
to
go...
Should we go for World Pride next year?
For New Year's Eve.
Oh, is that where
it's at? Is that Amsterdam?
Actually, it's in Amsterdam next year?
Yeah.
I will say... I will say, World Pride being in New York was the most fun I've had at Pride.
So
and I don't know
fun.
How much of it was because of World Pride, but some of it definitely was, where it felt like it was just more of an event and a lot more things going on, and I engaged with it.
A lot,
way.
A lot of the open-mouthed faggots I was talking to afterwards called it the best Pride ever.
Yeah, I think so. You got to get damn Ty Sunderland on this pod.
We
He's
are.
Coming.
It's
I had lunch
good.
With her yesterday, and he was like,
and she mentioned it?
Yeah, well, he said...
We're going to reach out.
He had DM'd me earlier saying you guys said it and was a little like, I don't know, what would I say? And I was like,
oh, he'd be great.
He'd be great.
He'd be fine.
Talk about Kim Petrush.
Kim Petrush. I would...
But yes.
I was going to say
she
that...
She seems interested now.
World Pride in New York this year was interesting because the narrative I kept sort of drumming up in my head was, it's going to be awful, it's going to be awful, it's going to be awful, it's going to be awful. Yes, this is very Joseph Campbell. Where I was just like, this is going to be so bad, it's going to be so crowded, it's going to be terrible. But then, yeah, was so surprised
and I
loved it. I
actually felt like the city rose to the challenge
it
and
did.
It didn't feel any more crowded than any other Pride. It felt like because they knew it was World Pride, they like planned... better.
Yeah.
And so it's like,
yes.
Oh, actually, this is
Can
great.
I just thank the police?
And can I secondly thank the corporations? Because each and every one of them helped us. They have our back.
And
our
you know
back.
What?
TD Bank has your back, faggot.
Yeah.
Faggot.
And I hope to God that had a great fucking time at World Pride this year. I'm really coming. Wow.
Do you
really
know him? Have
I
you ever met him?
I met him once at Clusterfest. We had a lovely interaction.
I only know that he's
man.
Very funny. That's
he's very, he's
only
very
thing
funny.
I really know.
He's very funny, but like he just has shitty opinions, and I can say that.
Yeah,
you and
totally
he, and he can come and murder me if he wants.
He would probably
I hope they
agree
do a
with
Super
you.
Smash Brothers fag edition, and you guys can fight.
World Pride was great. I would go to Amsterdam.
This episode's gonna be 6 minutes. We're gonna air 2 hours, and you go put out 6 minutes.
I would love to go to Amsterdam next year. I would do Berlin with the gays in the fall.
Oh, that would not be new for me, but I would love.
Well, then what would be new? No,
but I
Saint Petersburg.
For Saint Petersburg, Florida.
The prompt from Raj was somewhere new for all of us, but I'm saying I love Berlin so much I would happily go. Also, maybe we save Berlin until next year and make it like a late spring, early summer, like nice weather.
I love that.
Because it is cold there.
What if the fags went to Nolens?
Oh, I love Aaron and I are obsessed with New Orleans.
I've never been.
We went every year. Oh, let's do that.
Let's go there.
We went every year for the fall? Like 3 or 4
years.
Yeah,
that's when the weather will be good.
Oh, we should do it.
Because it's past hurricane season and it won't be fucking humid as hell.
I would totally love to do that.
Let's do that.
Let's pick a weekend after this.
Let's go for Halloween.
It would be fucking crazy.
The most fun parade ever.
I love to travel in October.
Let's go for Halloween.
Oh, it's settled.
I've been wanting to do that for a long time.
I think, throwing this out there, it sounds crazy cuckoo. Vegas with the fags would be very fun.
I don't want to go back to Vegas.
Can I tell you something? Literally, before I said New Orleans, I almost said Vegas, and then I was like, oh, wait, why would anyone say
Vegas? I reject Vegas. I'll never go back.
You guys are so close-minded.
I'm actually going to Vegas in September.
I'm so small-minded.
I'm not small-minded. I'm open-minded. I have experience. I have been there, and I said, no, thank
you. You're a bunch of munchkins, so small-minded.
I've been many times. Dave and I, did I tell you this? Dave and I are doing game show in Vegas.
Oh, what? That's so fun. Wait, where?
We're doing it during this festival. We're doing it on September 20th.
Do you think
the festival is Skankfest Vegas?
Seeing Maggie Rogers in LA on September 19th.
Great.
September 20th, I'm in Vegas doing game show. On September 21st, we have our show at the Bell House.
You got to get for Woman Who Gets It, Celine Dion.
Yeah, no. And who gets it more than Celine Dion?
I don't know what she gets.
And Wise Old Queer, The Ghost of Renee. I'm putting a pin in it. We are going to New Orleans for Halloween.
Okay, well, we'll do it.
Pin drop location.
That's what you say whenever.
Lift pick up New York. Lift drop off New Orleans.
Bayou.
Corner pocket. Alligator.
Alligator alley.
Alligator alley.
Take me to alligator alley. 99 alligator alley. That's why you drop me off.
Langan Kingsley.
Yes, I'll take a surge
icon.
Price.
Langan Kingsley talks about how she went on a tour of a plantation and the person kept saying the servants, and Langan kept being like, "You mean slaves?" Like the whole tour. Are you talking
Langan
about
is an
the
icon.
Langan is an icon,
and you know how you're an icon? Like, she is the only person who is Langan.
Well, yes. Langan is our queen. I know Langan we say that a lot, but Aaron and I, that's our number one queen. Yes. That's fair to say, right?
We were at,
she's our number one queen.
That's like Sudi for us.
I was going to say that Langan is our Sudi.
Is it Home Taco in LA? What is it called?
Home State,
the taco place. We're sitting there meeting Langan there. Langan comes up in head to toe, like, I'm talking floppy hat.
I was thinking beekeeper costume.
All the way white.
Truly.
Flowing like... Yeah. She's like, hey. Diane Keaton
on a safari is what she looked like. Truly.
It was too good.
So then what did she say?
And then what did she have?
She was just there.
She had all those hair clips pinned to her
hair
shirt
clips
too.
All over. She's like, in case I need to tie my hair. It was like, what is this look? I don't know. It's great.
She's the one and only Lang, huh?
She has to guard her very porcelain skin from the sun.
Yeah. I see.
She writes for the Goldbergs now. She's a Goldberg.
I love that.
She's rich as hell, gonna buy me a boat.
Yeah.
She's rich as hell.
Hey, if she ain't giving Kamala $50 and a $10 tip, then she can get gone.
She gonna buy me a boat, make for me and my husband.
My husband, he say, my Goldberg bunny and buy me a boat.
My husband, he go. I'm giving Hickenlooper money.
My husband calls Hickenlooper Butterfly Man.
Because flap, flap, flap.
Flop, flop, flop.
What's the orientation of Pink Panther?
Gay.
Actually,
and not a sexuality, but metrosexual.
Oh!
Straight, but dresses a little.
You're obsessed with making this question different. You are. You're obsessed with not answering this question.
I'm having a bad episode.
No. That sucks of you to say it too.
I'm having a bad episode.
I think this is not
my fault.
Wait. Let's dive into this. Bowen, how do you think we can turn this around for you?
Oh my God.
What can we do to turn this around?
I think it's already like
the
inflection.
This is a reality show. The producers are like, we need the narrative because we know Bowen wins in the end. You know, like, so what? How do we turn it around?
We're like, Bowen, you know, World of Wonder's rooting for you. We really want you to do well.
You know,
Should we all, like, I'm not kidding, tomorrow start drag and try and all get on season 13?
Oh, yes. And I say,
I'm not kidding.
No, no, let's all start drag tomorrow.
I'm not kidding.
Okay, I've got a bet. We all start drag tomorrow.
Start drag.
The last one of us to get on Drag Race, bottoms for the others.
In a gangbang on World of Wonder YouTube channel.
The game does not end until three of us get on and one does not. And then that one has to spread their gaping hole.
We spend thousands of dollars.
And the other three will skip a stop on Work the World to come and fuck their little hole.
Honestly.
I think one, I like
it. You know we all win.
Well,
we all win.
I do think if we got on Drag Race, we'd be the top four.
I'm not.
Shut
I'm
for fuck sure. Up.
Not one of us can do makeup.
Not one real queen
or
would stand a chance.
Or sew.
We can't do none of the skills.
Well, Bowen can lip sync.
He's not the only
Bowen
one.
Invented lip sync.
He's not the only one.
Bowen invented lip sync.
Yeah, all of a sudden, Bowen uploads a couple vids, and all of a sudden, he's the lip syncing queen.
Ooh!
One word, sluck.
Team
one
Tina Burner.
One word, sluck.
One word, Tina Burner.
Tina Burner. I want a head of lettuce lip syncing challenge.
Oh my god.
That's true.
On Fire
Eye.
Oh,
I can't wait to see our queen.
Oh my god, head of lettuce.
Make fun of Puerto Ricans.
Interesting, you're so anti Tim Dillon, but so pro Hedda. They're saying a lot of the same shit.
Hedda lettuce.
What's Hedda's deal?
Hedda's just an old school queen who's like, ah, this Puerto Rican will rap. Yeah. You know, she's just like, she's fully like a 50-year-old. Like,
watch your wallet.
But she's so fucking funny.
All she does for her show is her show.
Oh, wait, I've seen Hedda lettuce. I think Hedda lettuce called me a fag.
Yeah, of course. She absolutely. Yeah. She's probably hit you too.
She saw these red nails on me and they were chipped. She said, what are your nails painted or you've been fingering a clown?
Yeah, she goes, she's either you're either a terrible drag queen or you've been fingering a clown.
It's just like, that's amazing.
All these kids.
Oh, you rotten kids.
You rotten kids.
You rotten.
That's what she's
saying. We were in Palm Springs and we were.
The thing about
Palm Springs is it's like a lot of like.
Name names.
Older gay men that go there.
They're retired.
Rich.
And they're.
Hear yeah. their names. Stuart, Richard, Thimble.
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 Donovan.
Oh,
Donald.
Thimble is my dot.
Anyway, so we're walking by these this group of men to get to our table when our table was called, and this one gay man looks at me up and down, turns to his friend, rolls his eyes, and says, "Come on." What do you think that was?
He wanted to like you.
Yeah, he liked your rockin' bod. He was like, come on, this hottie.
Can I have more context for what you were wearing or what was going on in this
Matt
moment?
Matt wore a nice white printed shirt. Okay. It was very crisp, short sleeves. He looked very sort of that aesthetic, Palm Springs.
That's actually not true. I wore like a butterscotch polo.
That was
tucked into my
absolutely
denim
not.
Shorts.
Absolutely
yes, I did.
Not.
I remember what I wore.
Or maybe, okay. Maybe he works in the business,
publishing
Hollywood, and he was saying to his friends, come on, can't believe he's here and not working. Because this kid's so talented.
Yeah.
And I'm a fan of the pod.
That's what I wanted it to get across was my talent.
Come on. This talented kid here,
he's not in the studio.
He should be filming. That's what it was.
He should be on set.
That's what it was.
Or maybe he's friends. Maybe he's friends with your mom.
Yeah.
That's what it was. Maybe he's friends with your mom, and he knows you just came out 6 months ago, and you're already in Palm Springs. He's like, "Come on,
yeah,
that
come
was
on.
Quick.
What is going on over
the
here?"
Gas. That's what it was. The gas before. That's what it was.
The self-realization.
Look, this is the fact. Matt was a hit in Palm Springs with the set.
Here we go.
The martini mic. Yeah.
And we celebrate that. And I walk into those spaces and I'm fucking
invis.
And that was a sobering reminder. And I was like, you know what? I still have a long way to go before people see me, and I better make a big splash.
Fuck those dumb.
New Orleans.
What were you wearing?
Oh man.
I truly looked perfectly average. It was great. And I was eating a lot. And I was like, boop, boop,
we
good.
Were having a really good time.
Good.
I was putting food first.
Good.
Food
good.
First. Pool. I saw a lot of pool.
We
a
lot of pool. Had a really good time. I'm sorry. I'm going to say something controversial.
You're going to say you like
Palm Springs
more than Fire Island?
I prefer Palm
Springs. You're so Long Island.
No, let's get into it. It's very Long Island.
No,
get into
you are
it.
Wrong.
Get into it.
I prefer, well, I'll tell you why. I prefer a pool culture to beach culture.
Fire Island is a pool culture.
It is a beach culture.
Don't ever talk to me again.
Oh. That's going to be weird for the rest of the podcast.
It's going to be weird for the rest of the podcast.
I don't know. I feel less infiltrated.
You have to admit Fire Island is a pool culture, though.
Sure.
What do you mean?
I have to admit it.
You have to.
You congregate. Sure.
What do you mean infiltrated?
I feel that Fire Island is like a culture that's like, honestly, it's like, it's like stormtroopers.
What? No, here's, I don't know what that means.
You think it's like
Vader's empire?
All white.
You do know what it means.
Oh, it's all white?
Stormtroopers. That's what I said.
Here's what I think it is.
Good at laser guns?
Is that in Palm Springs?
Legal now. Laser tag legal now.
Palm Springs, you can just sequester yourself. You don't have to be seen. You go outside to get dinner, and that's like the moment you're like, oh, yes, society, the rabble, the gentry. And then
the proletariat.
The proletariat. The but in Fire Island, it's like everyone's just, you're always sort of
are
seen.
You also coming out as Palm Springs over Fire Island?
I'm a Fire Island bitch.
Well, here's the thing with Fire Island. Fire Island is like anyone can fucking come over and you can't tell them to leave. Whereas it's like Palm Springs, it's like you're in your house with your people,
you
and
like
that's
suburbia.
Who I want to be with.
I get
honestly,
that.
I don't want to fucking drop in.
You're a capitalist. You want property rights.
Matt Rogers said property rights.
I think Fire Island is like summer camp, and that can be like with all the pros and cons.
Yes.
Where you're like, this is exhausting.
I don't.
No, there are cons to Fire Island. No. I want to be.
I was going to say Fire Island. My fear in Fire Island sometimes is theoretically anyone could just walk into your house at night and kill you.
Yeah.
See, but I
but
like
they can do that,
that
in any house.
It won't
but
happen.
In Palm
though.
Springs, it's like they're it's all very far and spread out, and it's a sprawl.
It's more likely to happen in Palm Springs. I think? Yes.
When I was just in Palm Springs,
I had to call the like Airbnb property manager, and he's like, because I couldn't get into the house, he's like, oh, sorry, we're changing the locks every day because there's been so many robberies in the neighborhood.
Wow.
I think Fire Island is a place that it's like you would. It's the reason the culture is so open and free is because like you would never do anything there because then you're trapped on an island waiting for the next ferry. Like you wouldn't get away with anything.
Oh, sure.
Whereas Palm Springs is like suburban.
Getting a damn
car. You can fucking drive and go anywhere.
There you go. I think it's an interesting, you would think that I would be pro Palm Springs and Matt would be pro Fire Island in some
Why
ways.
Why would you think that?
Long Island and it's
Why
like,
would you think that?
It's Long Island.
But you're thinking just geographic distance and not culture. Because I think Fire Island doesn't feel like a Long Island culture. And I see that Palm Springs is somewhat closer to a Long Island culture.
Before I went to Fire Island, I thought I had the opinion that I think a lot of people have about it, that it would freak me out and that it would make me anxious. But I thought I think it's very fun and lovely.
Yeah.
It's very true.
It'll make
you as anxious as you let it.
Yes, sure. It's choose your own adventure.
And bitch, you're getting anxious.
You don't I've been on Fire Island and never had sex with anybody on it, and it didn't bother me. You don't have to have sex.
You don't have to.
And then the times you do, for you in the ramble.
I said I never had sex with anybody. You're not a person to me. You're a whole boy.
You're a whole boy.
Dog. Tell me again, dog.
Oh, this is a survey by Hunter Harris.
Okay.
Ow.
Okay, the prompt is you're. Uh-huh. The options are a wizard Harry or Claire Foy and First Man. A bunch of boys.
I'm you're a bunch of boys.
I haven't seen Claire Foy do it, so I haven't seen it either,
but there's that clip from the trailer where she goes, you're a bunch of boys, and they're just like laying on that American accent.
Yes.
Darling.
I guess I'm wizard Harry, but I wish I was a bunch of boys. So that's a goal I have.
You can be whatever you want to be.
No, but I'm not. I know what I am now, and I'm just saying, I'm setting a goal. Wizard Harry. Yeah, that's...
I think you two are you're a wizard Harry, and you're a bunch of boys.
As someone who doesn't like Fire Island, I am you're a bunch of boys.
You would fully say you don't even like it, not even
no,
prefer it's, it less.
This trip is going to change your mind, I bet, because you haven't been in like a year, right?
You're going to the beach.
Can
I tell you what it is? It's not even a culture thing. It is a I don't like to be sandy.
Okay. Well, girl, don't go to the damn sand.
Hello.
Why keep rubbing your hole
like
in the sand?
Can I speak?
Or forever hold your peace. I'd rather the latter.
I don't like when I get out of the bed and there's sand on the floor.
There's sand in the bag.
Well, sand everywhere.
With scorpions, dear.
Yeah, dear. Divorce your scorpion husband.
Stop sleeping with scorpions, dear.
Bring the handheld Dyson, darling.
Yes, honey.
Suck up the sand.
My scorpion husband, he say.
Bring the handheld Dyson.
Move over, bitch.
Yes, honey.
Cinderella.
Bring the shark.
Cinderella.
Bring the shark navigator.
Whatever. I can do and think whatever I want.
I just bleep his name every time.
That's fun.
It's funny.
We're going to bleep his name.
Who are we even talking about?
You
Isn't
don't
it so
know.
Exciting?
It will be
Which
very
shall
clear.
Not be named Yara Wizard Harry.
I think I will do the bleeping. Is that okay, Emma? Yeah.
Great. We got an affirmative from Emma.
I think that makes it more interesting. And this is
It is exciting. It's exciting.
I think you should bleep out every proper noun in
can't
the whole episode.
Can't wait for this to be hoisted onto my plate when I get tons of DMs. Who are you talking about? Who are you talking about?
Why do they only everyone?
Because they know loose
check
lips.
Your privilege. I've never once gotten a DM.
What privilege?
What privilege?
What privilege?
What privilege? No, everyone.
Is it true that people go in your DMs more?
Really? That's not true.
No, I'm just saying
they know you'll blab.
I get DMs that are like, what were you guys talking about? What's this?
I'm going to do that to you every day now.
Squarely on you.
It does.
No, I get those DMs all the time too. Here's the thing. If you want to find out who this person is, just DM me and I'll tell you. There.
Oh, that's hot.
Don't DM Matt.
Don't talk to me.
Don't DM Matt. Never DM Matt again.
But do come up in person.
But come support the dolls.
But do come up in person. When I'm there, say hello.
Tip the local dolls.
Tip the girls. Tip the girls.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
Refreshing bubbles, colorful bottles, and playful smiles galore.
Bubbly comes in a variety of 6 fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
Each sip adds a burst of fun to your day.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on all my favorite shows with.
Yes, baby girl. And the resealable bottles makes them easy to take them on the go.
Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support too, keeping us feeling great all day long.
Hey, try new Bubbly Burst. Hey, everybody. During the break, let's quickly talk about a couple things that are important to most people I know. Comfort and style. Crocs classic clogs and sandals have both covered.
And when we're talking about style, we mean personal style. There's just so many colors and so many Jibbitz charms. You can dress up your Crocs to match your mood and to match your personality and to fit the occasion.
I mean, ultimately, you can stand out from the crowd in a way that only you can because it's your personal style.
And now let's talk about comfort. You know, it doesn't get better than the Crocs clogs and sandals when it comes to being comfortable. Style and comfort are usually a trade-off, but here they're a package deal. It's like you have cushions on your feet. Soft, stylish, personalized, colorful cushions.
So why wait? Head over to Crocs.com today and experience the comfort and style of Crocs classic clogs and sandals for yourself. Your feet will thank you.
When the music of Celine Dion makes sweet Canadian love with the Oscar-winning film Titanic, you get Titanic, a campy, unhinged, chaotic night out. And what more could you ask for? Find out what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night from Celine Dion's totally real and historically accurate perspective.
Titanic is NYC's funniest night out. Plus, it's the winner of multiple awards, including the Las Culturistas Kimberly Akimbo Award for Best Indoor Live Performance.
Titanic is a parody musical that answers the question of what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night aboard the Titanic.
My life was improved by seeing Titanic, so much so that I reached out to my best friend Bowen Yang to improve his life. And Bowen, did it succeed?
It succeeded so much that I went 4 more times.
So set sail with this kooky, crazy off-Broadway hit this season. Plus, if you get tickets 6 weeks in advance, you get 30% off. And that's on Titanic math, girlfriend.
But seriously, who can wait that long? Go see it tomorrow. What are you waiting for? Get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
Hey, it's Bowen, and I want to introduce you to the new Cantina Chicken Menu at Taco Bell. Yes, it's an all-new chicken menu with fresh new ingredients, great as a lunchtime option. Taste for yourself the slow-roasted chicken, pico de gallo, purple cabbage, and new avocado verde salsa sauce. With new menu options like Cantina Chicken Tacos, Burritos, and Quesadillas, there's something for everyone. And Taco Bell isn't just for a late night. With this new Cantina Chicken Menu, the possibilities are, well, endless. Try the new Cantina Chicken Menu at Taco Bell now. Now, I said.
I think it's time.
Might
four?
Be time.
Four?
I don't think so, honey.
Oh, the segment.
The segment.
The segment to end all segments.
This is our segment that we do. That is our 1 minute to rant on something in culture that we do not like or find a distaste for or even hate. And looks like you're thinking hard about what yours is going
to
be.
I'm trying to think of one.
I've got one that's going to...
Oh, I have.
I'm gonna.
Too,
it's
no,
gonna
I
break
think.
The world. It's so good.
Oh my god!
Wow! Wow! Okay.
All right.
This is. I've got one.
You want to go first? You go first.
I can go first.
Yeah, you go first.
Here you go.
This is gonna be Bowen Yang's. I don't think so, honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Electric fans, darling. You want to talk about recycled air, bitch? You're perpetrator number one, honey. You're just taking air and making it move around and oscillate in little waves. I see you. That is not the stunt. That is not a stunt, bitch. If you wanna process air, you better make it come out colder, bitch. I need you to be blasting in my face in all my little holes.
Oh.
Cold, 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 ooh, honey.
30 seconds.
If it's a fan,
sure.
It's just a lot of air.
Break it down. Take your time, Tasia.
Take your time, Tasia. Take your time, Tasia.
And moreover, I don't see what the purpose is.
15 seconds. Here we go.
You know,
part
two. Ceiling fans are just good. For cats to just look at something, or for children to be, you know, transfixed. It's a distraction.
Ooh, 5 seconds.
And in this media landscape, we don't need distractions. We need to be talking about the thing itself.
That's why. Wow.
And the thing itself is air conditioning.
Thank you, Senator Yang. Now,
Senator
Vice
Yang.
President Pence, for your rebuttal.
This faggot shouldn't be talking.
Oh,
what? Wow, that Pence is good.
I do a really good Pence. Who's a little Southern even?
Hello, Lorne.
Lorne. Excuse me, Lorne. Are you listening?
Lorne.
Hello, Lorne. Get thee to Montreal.
This is Matt Rogers. I don't think so,
honey.
Oh my
god, it's happening. Wait,
do you have it?
I had it for a second. Yes.
Okay, this is Matt Rogers. I don't think so, honey. Time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Loranges. Okay. Ooh. This is what you get when it's in between a lemon and an orange. It's a big lemon. It's a small orange. Here's what I think. Loranges. You can't put them in a fucking drink. Why? Because when you go cut into it, unfortunately it has the toughness of a lemon skin and the mass of an orange fruit, so you have a very large hard skin, so it's hard to get into. Often if you put your orange peel in a goddamn cocktail, honey, you will find that it doesn't taste as good as it would with a regular lemon or a regular orange, bitch. There is a orange tree in the backyard of Greta Titelman, and those things actually look good
seconds.
But the problem with that is they look good and then you go to taste them, honey, and they taste a mess. I don't think so, honey. Oranges. Decide what you are. You can either be one or two things,
five
an
seconds.
Orange or a lemon. There are only two of these things. That's the binary, honey. Binary.
And that's 1 minute. Oh, binary queen, Matt Rogers.
I didn't know about Loranges.
Welcome to the stage, Loranges.
That's what I thought you meant at first.
Loranges.
No, you know Loranges.
No,
are these real?
I haven't had one.
Yes. That's not what they're called.
I've never had one.
I'm going to bring it
no,
up.
No, I believe you. There's so many damn hybrid fruits out there. You can't even.
Yeah. You can't keep track.
You can't keep track.
Look at me. I'm a hybrid. I'm half fag, half horse.
Lauren.
Look at me.
A centaur.
Here.
That's a good pun.
Oh, it says record producer Laurent.
Yeah, because it's a person.
Do these not exist?
Oh my god.
Wait, what? Orange fruit.
Do you think they're just bad lemons or bad oranges?
Yeah. Maybe they're called orangimons.
Wait.
Orangimons.
Orangimons.
If these don't exist, what's in Greta's backyard?
No wonder it tastes bad.
Orange. It's like a large lemon that's like half an orange.
You're probably eating damn rocks.
Wait, are these not real?
I had not heard of them, but there are a lot of weird hybrid fruits,
yes.
Especially in California.
That crazy shit.
All right, so I don't think so any hybrid fruits then. You're confusing my ass.
Loranges.
Lorange. Do they
okay,
exist?
Slide into the DMs. Are loranges exist?
Do they exist?
Slide into the
DMs.
Who are
we talking about?
Bleep loranges every time he says loranges.
I'm telling you, I'm looking it up and all I'm getting is Lorange.
Okay, I think it's time.
Wow.
We can put a pin in that, like New Orleans.
We can put a pin in that, New Orleans
pin.
Halloween.
And I think, who wants to go first between Josh and Aaron?
Here we go.
I can go.
I think Aaron, go first.
I'm going to be hard to follow.
Okay.
Hey, I reserve the right to walk out if I don't
think absolutely.
You already have multiple times. Okay,
this is Aaron Jackson's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey. Going to church on Sunday and Wednesday? No, 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 honey. Pick a damn day. I had to go to church on Sunday and Wednesday my whole damn life, and I didn't want to go on Wednesday. I already got all the God I needed on Sunday. And some of these damn folks go Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday. I don't think so, honey. I don't think so. You think, oh, I love my church community. I want to see them more. Well, honey, invite them over to the house.
Look at a damn picture.
Look at a damn picture of them. You'll see them in but 6 days. Not but six.
15 seconds.
And then you got to go look at them all on Wednesday? No, honey. Wednesday's for being at home eating spaghetti. I don't think so. I
need five seconds.
This is terrible.
Kill them all.
And that's 1 minute of fucking trash. Wait.
I'm actually really glad.
I have a question for you.
Yeah.
So
I'm really glad you heard that.
Many questions.
Yeah.
So were the Sunday crew and the Wednesday crew largely the same people? Is that what?
Oh, yes. Yeah. I mean, it was more like we did choir and youth group on Wednesday.
Well, so there was different activities
but
to
I
do
don't
that night.
Do it on Sunday.
We had youth group Sunday evening. Yeah. So sometimes you do Sunday morning.
Do that.
Youth group Sunday evening, and then you'd still come on Wednesday for like dinner and choir. Yeah. It was so
how long were the masses?
Well, it wasn't like
six
a mass.
Or 7 days.
It was like, it wasn't like a mass, but it was like a couple hours.
Okay, service. Sorry, queen.
No. It was like we didn't all like go into the big church. It was like we did things. It's like, yeah,
stupid
you're eating
white.
Dinner with these people.
You stupid, Matt, you white. Stupid white.
Whitey.
Yeah, we would have
you're
youth groups
predator.
On Friday night.
Friday nights? No.
And so then the whole weekend becomes about God.
The whole damn weekend.
And no, that's too
then
much.
Then your
real
Saturday,
estate.
You're feeling bad for all the fucking you're doing. Mm-hmm. And then Sunday, you gotta pray to God to forgive you. Oh, I don't
When is the last time anyone here went to church?
Kill them all.
Or service, whatever.
I went probably, sometimes when I'm visiting my family, I go to church.
For Christmas.
I only go when I'm working it. You know, I'm an interim youth pastor. So sometimes
everyone
plug
like
in.
Fully believed. We're like, oh, okay.
Oh, cool.
I one time sang at that really pretty church on 6th Avenue down in the village.
Oh,
on,
I love that church.
What was that? What was that spiritual song you guys sang last night?
Which oh, one? The, we did a medley.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
And then we did open your eyes and your heart, Lord. Lord.
And then we did
shout to the Lord.
And my sister sang so high.
Shout to the Lord.
I love Lord, I lift your name on high. And then would you guys do like the
audience work? Well, we actually found someone in the audience. We wanted to get a sign language interpreter because that felt very youth group.
Oh,
so then we
God.
Pimped just someone who knew the alphabet ASL. And got him to spell everything as it was happening.
Now walk us through, because I need a refresher. What are the
okay,
steps?
Okay, I'm Josh.
From the,
this is Aaron.
To earth to show the way from the earth to the cross. My debt to pay from the cross to the grave, from the grave to the sky. Lord, I lift your name on high.
Josh is beautiful. A harmony queen.
Gorgeous.
Lower harmony.
Low fifth. It was not the right choice.
Kill them all. Now it's
kill them all. You know, I'm glad to be going last because I...
You know what the best church song is for me?
Say it, bitch. Happy birthday, Jesus.
Hosanna in the highest. Blessed is he who comes from the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest.
What's the Michael W. Smith song we love?
Oh, God. Which
but,
one?
Yeah, but the one we've sung before that's really iconic. It's like a full like 80s ballad.
No, I'm just stretching. Sorry.
No, I thought you were like, time, bitch.
There was a time like a couple
I can't
months
remember.
Ago
yeah, no.
Oh,
your
also, there's another
my
one.
Mom just
and
saw
I will raise you up. And I will raise you up.
Again, the key choice.
And I will
riffs.
Raise you up. On
ooh, that
the
mix, honey. And that belt, honey.
This is that classic sketch premise that Matt literally wrote a sketch like this in college for Hammer Cats. Where he was like, what's that song that goes, What's that song?
It's like, full belt.
I'm getting a little tired of broken promises, promises.
Looking at Japan.
And he just does the whole song.
Yeah.
Looking for a reason, roaming through the night to find my place in this world. My place in this world.
Okay, Roger Bart. That actually.
Okay, Roger Bart.
That got, I think that charted on regular radio.
My husband, he say Hercules.
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 I'm glad to be going last because I had picked another one and it does not fit the tone of the previous, so I just decided on a new one.
No. What was the previous? Can you tell us?
The earlier one was going to honestly be Instagram activism, but
no.
I'm tabling that.
No, no, table.
Boring!
I have a better one now.
Boring!
I have a better one.
This is Josh Sharp's I Don't Think So, Honey. His time starts now.
I don't think so, honey, living with my dom's parents.
Oh!
Every time my dom come in, try to slam my little boy whole.
Bussy.
In comes dom's mummy like, oh, we're going to are we going to see Grandpa and Mum on Wednesday? And I'm like, come now, Mummy. I'm getting me dripping hole jizzing. And here's the thing. I'm learning to drive. Here's the thing. I'm so close to getting me license. But,
30 seconds.
But I think his parents don't even want me to have it, so I'll have to stay at the house. And they be walking in on me vidges. Every time we film a hot, sexy vidge, they be walking in. Here I is, handcuffed to the radiator, ready to have him come all over me whole. And then they come in saying, are you staying for meat pie or not for dinner? And I say, Mummy.
And then,
me dom gets flustered and he loses little bony.
And that's one minute.
Has anyone ever done one in character?
You know what? This is the first, this is the first in character on the pod episode. Max Witter did do one as Satan.
Oh,
long ago.
I remember that one. Yeah.
Max, if anyone is Satan, I think maybe Max.
Yeah, Max is Satan, I think.
Oh, no, Lorelai did one with full tech.
Where they just
start, I don't think so, honey, and then she screams, and there's like a track that plays, and then they scream.
Oh, that's fun. The kids are getting creative.
The kids are getting creative.
And this was a while ago, too. This is one of the early live ones.
This
was the first in character on the pod?
Not since.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow. I think that Josh is an innovator.
The most frequent guest and an innovator.
Oh my God. Joel guest co-hosted?
Joel has guest hosted with me and with Bowen.
And with me.
Live shows.
Yes.
Oh, at live shows, but never on the pod.
And he's been on the pod three times.
The only pod episode guest hosts have been Michelle Collins and Josh Sharp, I believe.
Interesting.
And Joel. Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
Michelle and I
No, yes, and Joel, because he also put you with Chris
Parts.
Red. Oh, so Chris is also, I mean, Joel's also a four-timer then.
Joel's been on the show many times.
No, but he's three-time guest and then a guest host.
Yes.
So I think Josh is not the first four-timer.
Shout to the Lord
of all the earth.
You gotta hit that R.
I mean, this has just been
Earth.
Another historic episode. I did not know what it was going to be a real Schrodinger's cat going in, opening the box and saying, is the cat dead or alive?
Oh.
And not knowing what the outcome would be.
Oh.
And then I knew the outcome would be explosive.
Welcome to the stage, Schrodinger's cat.
RuPaul would love that.
She'd be like, I get it.
Here's a good one. Welcome to the stage, alma mater.
My sister had a good one. Okay, so she's Irish.
Okay.
Welcome to the stage, Patio lights.
Oh.
I don't get it.
Because they got it from Alexa. Alexa, they were like, Alexa, can you turn on the patio lights? She's like, cannot find patio lights.
Welcome to the stage, alimony.
Alla.
And she's an she's a woman who
first
died.
Name, Alla.
But she's a woman Alla. Who died at the Alamo.
Ooh, oh, twins.
She's a ghost queen.
She's a ghost queen.
I love that.
Shout to the light, baby girl. When you are God, you can always sing. And when you are Christ, it is God who shines a light in you.
There's a new sparkling water beverage from the makers of Bubbly, Bubbly Burst.
It's bursting with fruit flavor, no added sugar, and all smiles.
Bubbly comes in a variety of six fun flavors that taste incredible, and with no added sugar and low calories, there's a lot to smile about.
I don't know about you, Matt, but it's my perfect beverage for catching up on my favorite shows with.
Yes, Lil Bowen. Bubbly Burst has antioxidant and immune support, keeping me feeling great all day long.
You deserve that. Try new Bubbly Burst.
you know that I feel like it's really important to express yourself.
I know that about you.
You got to put your true self out there, okay? And those classic Crocs, clogs, and sandals let you do just that.
Between the rainbow of colors and the Jibbitz charms, you can create a unique look. And I mean, literally, no one else will have shoes exactly like yours.
Hey, you know, it doesn't get more comfortable than Croc clogs and sandals. They're just the perfect blend of comfort and creativity.
Visit crocs.com to explore the latest styles and Jibbitz charms.
When the music of Celine Dion makes sweet Canadian love with the Oscar-winning film Titanic, you get Titanic, a campy, unhinged, chaotic night out.
Find out what really happened to Jack and Rose on that fateful night from Celine Dion's totally real and historically accurate perspective.
Some say Titanic is the best gay nightclub in the city, and those people are me.
And me. So set sail with this cookie crazy off-Broadway hit and get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
Get tickets today at TitanicMusical.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.